Patrice Motsepe was re-elected unopposed on Wednesday as President of the Confederation of African Football, CAF, securing a second four-year term. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. He urged greater collaboration with private financiers to help federations build national stadiums, especially in countries where government budgets are stretched. CAF's 54 member federations, 12 of which currently lack certified stadiums to host international matches, backed Motsepe's leadership by acclamation. His re-election also extends his $300,000 a year role as a FIFA vice president, with FIFA president Gianni Infantino present on stage during the announcement. Motsepe, a South African billionaire with mining interests, owns Mamelodi Sundowns, which will compete in the FIFA Club World Cup in the United States this June. He also has strong political ties as the brother-in-law of South African President Cyril Ramaphosa. Addressing the stadium crisis. Speaking to African football leaders, Motsepe highlighted discussions he has had with African heads of state about the financial constraints governments face. "Many heads of state tell me, we love football, but we have to prioritize repaying loans, building hospitals, clinics, and investing in education. We simply don't have the resources for stadiums." While acknowledging the government's love for football, he stressed that their support was not as strong as it could be, primarily due to financial limitations. Motsepe noted that the number of CAF members without CAF-approved stadiums has dropped from 38 in recent years to 12 today, but he emphasized that 12 is still too many. "Currently, World Cup and African Cup of Nations qualifiers for these nations must be played in neutral venues, often in Morocco. You cannot develop football in Africa if national teams and clubs cannot play in front of their own supporters," he said, vying to increase engagement with private investors. Africa's growing presence on the global stage. Africa will have a record 9 guaranteed spots at the expanded 48-team FIFA Men's World Cup in 2026, co-hosted by the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. The continent made history at the 2022 World Cup, where Morocco became the first African team to reach the semi-finals. Additionally, 4 African clubs will participate in the upcoming 32-team FIFA Club World Cup. Motsepe's renewed mandate signals a continued push for infrastructure development, private sector investment, and greater African representation on the global football stage. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.